All right, Justin Cooper, hey, yesterday was fantastic. Your speed was great. You won a qualifier. The worst thing that could happen today would be the mud, the rain, and a first lap crash. You got to just be bummed out beyond belief.
Yeah, it was. The vision was very tough out there, and I couldn't even see by the end of the first turn. So the forward D's definitely got me on the start, and that was, you know, kind of in a...
You were like 10th or 11th.
Yeah, not bad. And then the rollers kind of like, I don't know, Paulin kind of went left a little bit, then I went left, and then I caught like an edge, and then I was kind of falling, and then someone pummeled me. That's all I really recall from that, but... Later, I found out it was Jason, so that was not what I wanted to hear. But
like literally the worst thing that could happen to the team.
Yeah, first lap, it was not good. So, yeah, nothing to say about it, but it's pretty unlucky that both of us went down the first.
Hurt your hand?
Yeah, knuckles are pretty bad, so looks like I got in a fist fight.
So that in the second race, that was kind of what was bugging you? Like, were you able to block that out, or was there other things going on in the second race?
We got, like, injections in it, but no, like, it didn't work, whatever it was. So, yeah, I could barely even pull in the clutch for the start, so it was all downhill from there.
Did you not have a clutch after that fall?
Yeah, it broke off. It was on there, but it was flapping around.
Right. I thought I saw that. Man, yeah, bummer deal, especially like we said yesterday, was so good for you. You know, look, you're a good mud sand rider anyways, but these are such bad conditions if you go down early or you don't get a start or whatever, right?
Yeah, it just makes it that much. The vision is just the main problem. It's so treacherous out there, and you can't see the lines, and you know, everyone's going back and forth. So first lap is always chaotic, and that's kind of what bit us here. So, yeah, it's just a bummer that Jason went down with me, and I got hit pretty hard. So I wasn't feeling too good after that one.
How tough was it on a 250 versus the 450s?
Real tough, especially today. Like, I think it would have been pretty decent on any, like, on a dry day, I guess. But, yeah, you just couldn't see. That was the main problem. Like, you're following guys through berms, and you can't see where you're going. You're kind of going off sound almost. So, yeah, we'll go back and regroup, and, you know, if I get the chance to do it again, come back, get some revenge on these guys.
The whole experience, what did you think of the whole thing? I mean, you came in a little bit later than those other guys, but you were here early, putting in the work. What did you think of the whole experience?
Good. I'm blessed to do it. It was a good experience, and, yeah. I felt like we prepared as good as we could have, and nothing really to regret. Just how the cookie crumbled on this one. So, yeah, we'll go back and just rest up.
How good did it feel to win yesterday? Look, it's just a qualifier. Your gate pick was already chosen, but that had to feel pretty good in front of the world stage.
Yeah, it definitely felt good. It was a good stepping stone for today, which didn't turn out too good, but. Other than that, yeah, it was great to get the whole shot and get out front and kind of ride my own race in front of those guys. It's cool to race against different people and just, yeah, great experience overall.
Cool, man. Hey, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. You guys put in a lot of work and didn't work out, but I think it's really cool and commendable that the effort all three of you guys put in. So nice work.
Yeah, I feel like once we get a consistent day in, it'll all come together for us.
Thank you.
Yep.